And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Kurt Kolhanek. Coach, first off, just congratulations on the win in the opening round of the playoffs. You had to go on the road to Cedar Rapids. It was kind of a cold, windy night, but your guys played really well. That had to be a fun bus trip home.
Yeah, Brent, it was. It was, you know, like you said, it was a cold, windy night. But, you know, Riverside's a good team. So, you know, we gained a lot of confidence on that. And like I had said before, we're finally getting back to where we're almost 100% healthy. So that sure helps a lot.
Well, it was fun for me, Coach, to get to see you guys play for the first time this year. And one of the things that really stuck out to me as I watched the game was your play up front. And let's start defensively. Boy, guys like Caden Holm and Colin Earhart, they just seem to put pressure in the backfield on Riverside all night.
Yeah, they did. They played great. This is Colin's first year playing football, too, since eighth grade.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I say, too. Yeah, that kid can—he can teach you how to form tackle. I'll tell you that. And then Caden Holm played great over on that defensive inside. So, yeah, we got after it. We knew we'd have to be physical against them, and they stepped up and played great.
Offensively, we go to your offensive line. One play that really stuck out to me that kind of showed the versatility, I think, of your line play. Carter Moore had a play where he pulled and led the way on the outside. And I tell you what, man, that boy can move. He did a great job of getting out, leading the way. And then your center, Garrison Furneaux, I thought played extremely well for you right at the point of attack.
He did. You know, first start with Carter. Yeah, when you get Carter motivated to do something, I'll notice I said when you get him. No, just joking around. But Carter can move. He's fast. You know, he's short and he's put together. But that kid can move when he wants to. And yeah, when we pull him, it usually ends up in a good situation. And then Garrison, he really stepped up the other night. You know, we needed some key fourth downs. And I think that nose guard might have had something to do with it. He might have said a few things to him to motivate him. But, yeah, Garrison really stepped up to the plate the other night.
And then, Coach, just the physicality of your running game in general. You look at what Leighton Rohde was able to do with his legs. Cooper Slingsby is kind of a hammer. And I know that having Hunter Earhart back healthy is a big lift for your team.
Yeah, all three of them. I mean, if you look at the stats, I think the I-back and fullback both had about the exact amount of yards. And then Leighton, just anytime we needed a big play, he stepped up and did it. So it was just, we're well balanced when we're healthy.
I know, Coach, that through the course of the season, at times you've been able to make some things happen with your pass game, especially when you look at what Tyson Bailey can do as a receiver and the way Leighton has continued to come along throwing the ball. Didn't see the ball in the air a lot. You did have the touchdown pass to Tyson early in the game. Did the weather conditions have something to do with that, or was it just the way your team was kind of able to control the line of scrimmage that just made you keep running the ball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'd like to throw a touchdown pass every play if we could, but, you know, teams get to put in two or three people on Tyson. But we have other things we can do to prevent that. But the other night with the weather conditions, like you said, and we were able to move the ball and keep that clock running, so we just decided let's just keep pounding the football and get out of here.
Yeah. There's no question, Coach, that winning creates excitement. Have you felt kind of an extra pep in the step as you guys have continued to practice this week?
Yeah, it's always been there. It's just, unfortunately, and like every team goes through it, it'd have been there a lot sooner had we not had injuries, and that's just the way it goes. Mm. But, yeah, there has been a little more excitement. And, you know, now drawing BDS, you know, we respect them, but we're not going to be intimidated by them. And we're very excited to get to play one of the top teams in state right here in Ansley Friday night.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me right into my next question, Kurt. Not just talking about BDS, but the ability to play it at home, that has to be a big lift for your kids to know that you get to host it.
It is. You know, after going, and Cedar Rapids isn't that far away, but the other night, you know, just the cold and the wind, and then you don't get home till midnight, and driving. So, yeah, it's an advantage. I'm not saying that's going to, you know, help us win the game, but it's very exciting for the kids to get to play here right at home. You know, there's going to be a lot of fans here, and they're pretty excited about all of it.
Well, Coach, it's been great following your kids throughout the course of the season. Can't wait until Friday night, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck.
Thanks, Brent. We appreciate you.
That's Coach Kurt Kohanek joining us on our pregame show.